from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show is live. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to friend of the show, Tiger Pal Rachel, who just sent us a tweet at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo Onward. Tiger Pal Rachel said, in Fort Worth this morning to watch the CrossFit Games, but guess who I'm listening to as I get ready? That's how much you guys are a part of my morning routine. Thanks for being awesome and entertaining. You're very welcome, Tiger Pal Rachel, and thank you for taking us with you down to Fort Worth, Texas. We appreciate you being a part of the Armada every single day. Absolute P1 status, without a doubt. We appreciate you, Rachel, and we appreciate all of you that tune in and listen every single morning to just a couple of guys who know ball. All right? We're very grateful to have you, because if we didn't have you, we'd just be two raving lunatics screaming at each other in an empty room. So, thank you for being here. We appreciate it dramatically. Hey, we got a lot to get to. A lot of football to talk about on the show this morning. We have got preseason ball coming up today with the Carolina Panthers on the road, the New England Patriots. That game to go kick off with the new kickoff rules at 7 p.m. We were at the bachelor party last Thursday night when the Hall of Fame game kicked off. And myself, the little brother, and a couple of the bros that were there watched that kickoff. I put it on my phone because I got there after kickoff. So by the time that I got there, I was like, all right, let me kind of catch up on this game a little bit. Let me go back. Let me watch the opening kick with the new rules. And I watched it. You know it's coming. You know what it looks like, right? I've watched enough USFL, USL, UFL, XFL, whatever other FLs we want to talk about that have used this kickoff model. I knew what it looked like, yet to watch it between two teams with NFL logos on, Sean McVay said it best when he said, quote, it's weird, end quote. I don't think there's a better way to describe it. It is weird. It is going to take some getting used to. Will we get used to it? Yes, we will. Just like we've gotten used to every other change that's come through the game in forever and always. I'm sure when they instituted the forward pass, a couple of y'all's great-great-grandpappies were like, this is weird and I don't like it. But it's the game. The game changes. The game evolves. We'll get used to it. It is weird, though.
I know it's weird, but I thought I would hate it, and I don't. Maybe I will grow to hate it. But right now, I understand why it's been instituted, and I think it's creative when you think there's no way that they can change a part of the game and not completely take away from the game. I think this might add something.
So one of the things when we talked about preseason football, we're coming to the water cooler cheat sheet here in just a minute. So hold your horses. All right. One of the things that Lonzo and I talked about last week on the show was, what do you watch for in the preseason game? And we got into this conversation when the Bears announced that Caleb Williams wasn't going to play in last week's Hall of Fame game. And somebody texted the show and said, well, if Caleb Williams isn't playing, what am I watching for? What's the point of watching here? And I went through a lot of the same things I went through earlier this morning. That is to say, I'm watching for different aspects of the game. I'm watching for any tendencies I can pick up amongst potential starters. I'm watching for depth, who are going to be the guys that step in when the guy goes down, etc. And Lonzo brought up, aren't we kind of looking at the new kickoff? And the answer is yes, but I kind of feel like we're going to watch the new kickoff in preseason the way that you spend those first 2 days when you are shopping for a new car. That is to say, you might drive on the lot, you might look around, but you're probably not jumping behind the wheel on day one, right? The first thing you want to do is you want to put together a list of the things that you're looking for. Am I looking for a compact? Am I looking for a sedan? Am I looking for luxury? Am I looking for a midsize SUV, a crossover, a full-size SUV, a pickup truck? I don't know what I'm looking for yet. So first, I gotta get down to my genre of car. And then once I decide, okay, I want a crossover SUV, the next thing that I'm looking at is, all right, do I want 3 rows, 2 rows, bucket seats, bench seat? Now I've got to kind of get down to the specifics of the ride. And then once I've kind of got all of that put down in together, once I've kind of dialed in on what I want that car to look like, then I start going on test drives. And hey, I might find out that I wanted a crossover, but I took a test drive and I got off the dealership down the first highway and I went, nah, actually, this sucks. Actually, I hate this, and I'm scrapping it and going back to the driving board. Or I get a mile down the road and I go, this is it. This is how I want to do it. This car drives great. This is everything I've ever wanted. I kind of feel like we're just walking the lot with the new kickoff rules right now. That is to say, we're not dialing into the specifics. We don't have a great plan put together yet. We're kind of working on the fringe to find out what works and what doesn't, what do we like and what don't. And as we get closer and closer to it, we'll start honing in on, I want to do it this way, I want that specific, etc. And that'll be week one. The other thing is, what's the worst thing that every James Bond villain does in every James Bond movie? They get Bond, they get him tied to a chair, and then they go on to a 15-minute monologue about that why they're doing bad guy stuff. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. I'm out here changing the world because the British government for years has been holding down society. Nah, shut up and shoot him. Just shut up and shoot the guy. The movie's over if you shut up and shoot the guy. But instead they monologue for 15 minutes. And what happens in that 15 minutes? Bond figures it out. He puts two and two together. He gets his escape plan and he stops the bad guy. So if you're putting together a kickoff return routine that you expect is going to break Bond, is going to give you some early advantages in the season, I'm not putting that on display in the preseason. I'm going to keep it for the close portion of practice. I'm going to hold it close to the vest. And in 4 weeks, when we kick off week one, then we'll break it out. Then we'll see what it's going to look like on the field of play against an active opponent. Not yet. So watch it to get a feel for it. Watch it to get a vibe of what the foundation of the kickoff return looks like, but don't watch it expecting that you're going to see what it's really going to look like when toe meets leather week one. Hey, toe meets leather of this ad, that's not good. It's 7:08. You're on your way to work. Abbreviated version of this. Shout out to Michael, Joe, Mace, Jacob that are all on the Facebook live stream right now. Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, Fan Upstate, or The Rob Brown Show on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. You can join and watch all 4 hours of the show live all 5 days of the week, every day of the week, and we hope you do. Water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories in the world of sports. Let's dive head first with item number one. The NCAA has announced a 4-year show cause order for, I gotta get the glasses on because it's time for another edition of Law and Order Ann Arbor. The NCAA announced a 4-year show cause order for former Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh on Wednesday for impermissible contact with recruits and players while access was restricted during the COVID-19 pandemic, effectively banning him from college athletics until August of 2028. The NCAA said Harbaugh, who left his alma mater to coach the Los Angeles Chargers after last season's national championship, quote, engaged in unethical conduct, failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance, and violated head coach responsibility obligations. The NCAA had already put Michigan on 3 years probation along with the fine and recruiting limits after reaching a negotiated resolution in the case, but Harbaugh did not go along with that agreement, disputing allegations that he failed to cooperate with investigators, so his case was handled separately. The NCAA said, quote, the panel noted that Harbaugh's intentional disregard for NCAA legislation and unethical conduct amplified the severity of the case and prompted the panel to classify Harbaugh's case as level one aggravated, with penalties to include a 4-year show cause order. Submitted in the show cause order is a 1-season suspension for Harbaugh. Effectively, if dude gets his bootay whipped in the NFL and decides he wants to go back to collegiate football, he will have to eat a 1-year suspension per the NCAA. So if a school hires him, they hire him to sit on the couch for the first season before he can return to the football field. And if a school wants to hire him within the next 4 years, that school will have to go in front of the NCAA and make a successful argument as to why they want to hire him and why they should be allowed to hire him despite his egregious violations against the association. Now, why did Harbaugh catch a 1-year suspension on a 4-year show cause and nobody else has gotten hammered? Well, number one, because Harbaugh fought it. Michigan settled everything else. They took all the other slaps on the wrist the NCAA handed down. Harbaugh said, nah, I ain't doing that. Fight me, bro. And the NCAA did. Number two, and here's my conspiracy theory. Quick, put on your tinfoil caps. Reason number two is Harbaugh's not in the NCAA anymore. He's not under that umbrella. He's now in the NFL. The NCAA got to do something here that I think that they have been doing their darndest to avoid for the past very long time. That is, show some teeth. Actually, put some discipline on the table. I've already told you, I think the NCAA right now is very skittish about hammering down on discipline, and I think they are very skittish on hammering down discipline right now because they want everybody to look favorably upon them. By everybody, I mean not you, regular football fan. They don't care about you. You're not going anywhere. They are talking, I am talking, about the folks in the Big Ten and the Southeastern Conference, primarily to organizations that whenever they get the chance to go start their own league somewhere else, they are going to because there'll be more dinero available to them at that point. What they get to do here is look like they have some teeth while effectively doing nothing at all. Because why is Harbaugh going to fight this, right? He's not. He's not going to fight this at all. There's no point for him to fight this at all. So they get to go, see, look, everybody, we brought the hammer down. And they know they're not going to have to, like, defend themselves about it. A feckless organization gets to look like they've got some rocks about them, even if they don't.
Is this just a precursor to what they're going to do to present coach?
I don't think they're going to do anything to Sherrone Moore. I think they will, like at most, he might catch like a 2-game suspension.
Even with all the deleted texts and all that sort of thing, so you don't think?
No, I don't. Because again, I think they're going to do all that they can not to upset the Big Ten. And upsetting Michigan in a year in which they're defending the national championship, upsetting Michigan is upsetting the Big Ten, same as it would be upsetting Ohio State or USC or Oregon. That's a weird sentence to say. But upsetting Michigan is upsetting the Big Ten. And right now, the NCAA is doing all they can to buddy up and be cozy with those two conferences, I think. We'll talk more about this later on in the show. Let's get very quickly to item number two. A 59-game win streak remains intact after the Team USA women's basketball squad took home a big win last night over Nigeria. The women able to put it together after a, let's say, much more competitive first half than you would have liked, walk away with an 88-74 victory over Nigeria. The Americans last night sat Diana Taurasi. She did not get the start. They went with Jackie Young, who scored 15 points and chipped in a couple of assists as well. You got 20 out of Aja Wilson, a gangsta, 9 of 11 from the floor, 2 of 2 from the stripe, and had 11 boards in a double-double effort last night. 11 points off the bench for Brittany Griner in a reserve role. Kelsey Plum had only 6 points and 4 assists, but she played the last 6 minutes of the first half, and she was a defensive wizard, Ari, last night. Kelsey Plum was spectacular in her reservist role. The Americans, 59 consecutive wins. They are on to the semifinals, where they will take on Aussie. Oy, oy, oy. Australia in the semifinals, looking to make it win number 60 and earn their berth into the gold medal round.
We're fighting. I'm not gonna give you
we're
anything.
We're not fighting. Yeah, what are we fighting about?
For the entire first hour, it was nothing but battle.
It was not battle.
It was battle.
It was embrace debate, man. Embrace debate.
Embrace means hug, and I'm not doing that.
That's not what embrace means. That's what embrace as a verb means. So, well, I guess embrace is always a verb.
Yeah, I'm just, okay.
But it doesn't mean like literally hug. All right, whatever. Item number three. The Braves lose again. Can I just record myself saying the Braves lose again and just make that it all the time?
You are being recorded saying, I mean, I can lift it and send it to you if you want. Or you can just point at me and I'll just play it every time. I mean, but they don't lose every time. I'm sorry they lost yesterday, but.
Again. 8-5, the Braves drop one last night to the Milwaukee Brewers. They are now 7 games over .500. And despite a ridiculous backslide from the Philadelphia Phillies and an opportunity for the Braves to kick the door down, instead, they do the opposite. They are moving back in the wrong direction. Now 7.5 games back over Philly. But here is the worst thing. They are now just a half a game on top of the New York Mets within the National League East. And I said 2 weeks ago that by last Tuesday, the Braves would be in the second wild card spot. I was correct, because 4 days later, they were behind the New York Mets. Granted, for one night, but I was still right.
Do you not want them to make the playoffs?
At this point, no.
Okay.
I have now entered root against my team territory. It sucks. I hate it. It's the worst place to be as a sports fan. But I have officially entered root against my team territory. Why? Because remember what I also said 2 Tuesdays ago when I said by next Tuesday the Braves will be out of the top wildcard spot in the National League? I made a second prediction, Lonzo. I said that by the Tuesday following, they would be out of the second wildcard position. It took 2 days longer than I thought, but the Braves now in the third wildcard spot in the National League and just a half game up on the fourth, the New York Mets. The Braves, and I mean this, ladies and gentlemen, the Braves may not make the playoffs. I don't want them to. I mean, they may not make the playoffs. We'll talk more baseball later in the show. The Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Atlanta Braves are now in the third wild card spot in the National League and just a half game up on the New York Mets. They are now 5-5 in their last 10 contests. Now, there's good news about this. I was on BetMGM tonight last night. I do a hit with that nationally syndicated show every Wednesday at 7:20 p.m. They bring me on to talk a little bit of everything. Last night, we spent a good bit of time on the baseballs. Trista Crick said, "Hey, Rob Brown, what team do you think helped itself the most at the trade deadline?" And I said, "That's a wonderful question, Trista. Instead, I'm going to ignore it, and I'm going to ask what team did not help themselves at the trade deadline." And my answer was the Atlanta Braves. How disappointing is this team right now? This team is so disappointing right now that Rob Brown took off the cap he always wears on the radio. That cap is his non-biased analyst cap. A cap that is forever implanted on me when I am doing the radios, whether it is my own show or acting as a guest on someone else's. I do my best in order to be as not just non-biased, but recognized as such by the masses. Now, that's not to say I have not acknowledged that I am an Atlanta Braves fan on the BetQL network multiple times. But what I do is I'm brutally honest. In fact, Lonzo pointed this out yesterday. There is nobody that hates on my teams more than me. I think I hate on the Braves sometimes, like more than Phillies fans do. And Phillies fans hate the Braves. I absolutely crapped on this team nationally last night. Why? All the reasons I've told you. Because it's the same dumb crap over and over. Now, in fairness, Brian Snicker actually did a thing last night. He got the hook, got ejected last night. Got ejected last night for arguing balls and strikes because last night, the umpire in the Braves 8-5 game was 8-5 loss to the Brewers. Was embarrassing, like embarrassingly bad. Brian Walsh was the home plate umpire last night. And as I have said many times, If you are an umpire, you should be prepared to make good money to do a thankless job. If you are an umpire and I know your name before you retire, you've done a bad job. I'm a fan of the show Parks and Recreation. Big fan of the show Parks and Recreation. Have watched that series through a couple of times. There is a scene in that show where Leslie Knope, portrayed by the lovely and hilarious Amy Poehler, is speaking with Ron Swanson, portrayed by the handsome and hilarious Nick Offerman. Ron Swanson is a hilarious caricature, but often the voice of reason for Leslie Knope within the show. And Leslie Knope, after doing an entire episode where the whole premise was that she was going to go out and get her hands dirty doing the dirty work to help out the people in the community of Pawnee, Indiana, with tasks that the city should be doing but has not, in order to make their lives better. And every time she goes out and does a thing, somebody comes up and complains about the way she did it or the order in which she did it or that she didn't do it the way that they wanted it done, etc., etc. And Nick Offerman has a conversation with her and says, "Hey, you have chosen to do a thankless job, so do not be surprised when nobody thanks you for it. You have got to learn to take satisfaction in your work and not in receiving praise for it from others." Major League Baseball umpires. Brian Walsh did an awful job last night. The strike zone had no bottom to it at all. And the Braves were cost by that. It's still not good enough. All right, still not good enough. Atlanta struck out, 16 times in that game last night. I'll go check just to make sure. 15 times in that game last night. Of their 27 outs, 15 of them were K's. That's not great, Bob. Snick got real mad about it. Snick came out. Snick got into a heated debate with the umpire, and Snick got bounced. Snick got bounced. Austin Riley then turned around and hit a two-run dinger in the fifth inning. Still not good enough, but hey, at least he hit the baseball, I guess. That's nice. Anyway, two Tuesdays ago, we were at ACC Media Days, and we were talking about the Atlanta Braves, and I said, hey, look, by next Tuesday, the Braves will be out of the number one overall wild card spot. I was right. By that Friday night, the Braves surrendered the second place spot in the NL East to the New York Mets. They have since taken it back, but they are precariously close to giving it right back to the Mets, who are an okay baseball team. Except for, it doesn't matter because now the San Diego Padres and Arizona Diamondbacks have both hurdled the Atlanta Braves. Those two teams are now tied for the first overall wildcard spot. That makes the Braves, by default, the third wildcard spot. On that same Tuesday 2 weeks ago, when I said the Atlanta Braves a week from that Tuesday would not hold on to the number one overall National League wildcard spot, I said by the end of two Tuesdays from now, they will not have the number two wildcard spot. Now, I have noted by looking at a calendar that today is Thursday. I was off on my prediction by a whopping 2 days. But I don't know what you want me to say. This team is just organically, chemically bad. There is no rhythm. There is no flow. I go back to the Braves wild card team from a couple of years ago. That team was fun to watch play. I hate to say that. That's a cliche. Lonzo and I had an entire first hour discussion, definitely not a fight, about the concept of analytics and numbers, data versus emotion when you are evaluating the progress of a team. That Braves team 2 years ago, organically, chemically, fun to watch. I mean, they clicked. This team does the opposite of that. This team is just clunky. They are not disciplined. They're certainly not fun. I actively avoided last night's game. Last night was a wonderful opportunity for Rob Brown to sit down and watch a Braves game. And in years gone by, that's what would have happened. There was nothing on the TV. I had watched all the Olympics during the daytime, including the women's basketball game. So I was up to date on what I wanted to see out of the Paris Olympics. So last night was a perfect night to watch baseball. You know what Rob Brown did instead of watching the Braves last night? I sat on the couch with my gorgeous fiance and my adorable dog, and I watched an episode of Law & Order SVU. Cameoing, by the way, Bill Goldberg as a messed-up domestic abuser.
Wow.
Yeah. He was terrifying.
Did they put hair on him, or it is?
Nope. He was Bill Goldberg.
Okay. All right.
No toupee, no nothing. Flannel shirt, no sleeves on it. Doing his best Bork Laser impression. Which was wild. He came on and I went, "Is that Bill Goldberg?" And my fiance went, "Who?" And I said, "Oh, strap in, sweetheart. You're about to go for a ride." And walked her through the entire history of Bill Goldberg's Who's Next era, to be followed up from her the comment, "Can you push play, please?"
You should have said former Georgia football player, who I'm sure she saw, because the Gamecocks has played Georgia forever. So at some point, she saw him play football.
I'm pretty sure she was like 5 when he played football at Georgia.
Doesn't mean that they weren't watching in her household.
Who started for the Buckeyes when you were 5?
Somebody.
Uh-huh. Somebody's good enough.
Dude, I don't know who started last year.
Not Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So the point here is, I elected, instead of watching baseball, to watch old episodes of Law & Order SVU cameoing Bill Goldberg, which was real wild, by the way. Also, did you know there's a whole Law & Order series starring Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, we've had this discussion.
I think we have,
before,
right?
And then you went back and watched
them. He's full Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredible. It was a murder. There was a murder. There was one that was a murder mystery, like old Clue style, starring Jeff Goldblum in a legitimate Law & Order. It was incredible. Blah, blah, blah. Point is, this team's clunky. I'm glad that Brian Snicker did something. Okay? Too little, too late, bud. And I don't think the manager getting bounced is going to suddenly save a team that has the worst offensive outfield in Major League Baseball. And oh, by the way, it's not particularly close. The Braves outfield could have 4 perfect 4-for-4 games, and they might catch Seattle's offense in the outfield at number 29. They're tragic right now. And what have the Braves done to address that? They went and got Jorge Soler from the Giants, and nothing else. Trista goes, "Wait a minute, Rob. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. They made some moves." And I went, "Yeah, they got Eddie Rosario." She said, "Yeah, he won a World Series there." And I said, "Right." And then he went to Washington, where he was DFA'd, cut by the Nationals. The Nationals are the 3rd worst team in the National League. They're like the 6th worst team in baseball. And he wasn't good enough to play for them. You think that was the move? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Here's what I will say. I said this yesterday. I'll say it again today after the Braves drop another one and are now just a half game up on the Mets. Brian Snicker, thank you for the World Series trophy. Thank you for allowing me one of the greatest nights of my life. Thank you for allowing me to FaceTime with all my Braves buddy 7 sheets to the wind on a random Tuesday night or whatever it was and celebrate a World Series. It's time to go. It is time to move on. I am now in the worst place that you can be as a fan emotionally. I am rooting against the Atlanta Braves now because this team's not good enough to win a World Series. And if they make the playoffs, they're just going to get bounced, but Snit stays around. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. I've asked this question before, but I'll ask it again because it's a different conversation when it's you. Like I'm just another dude who just happens to have a most righteous job, dudes. But I'm still I'm still just a man. All right? I know. I'm just a human being, okay? I have feelings. I have emotion.
Not on this show. You're not supposed to do that.
Let it out, man. Let it out. Sometimes you just got to let your heart sing, okay?
Was that a Deadpool quote? I don't know. It sounded like a Deadpool quote.
Really enjoyed. Still haven't talked about that movie because your spoiler window.
That's your spoiler window.
Golly. It's happening to me. Your spoiler window is up tomorrow.
Well, I saw it 2 weeks ago, so I mean.
Right. I saw it last week.
And I'm not going to the movies tonight because I'm staying home to watch the Panthers.
Me too.
And I was
Wait, what were you going to go see?
Borderlands. We think it's going to be bad. We think it's probably going to be really bad.
I do too.
But you know, it's the kind of movie.
You're going with hope, though.
Well, it's the kind of movie that people listen to the show on Saturday would probably go to see.
Also true.
So I feel like I owe them to go see it. But we're going to go see it tomorrow night because I want to see what it's like on a Friday night. But anyway, I'm going to stay home and watch the Panthers. But 2 weeks ago, I saw Deadpool.
Correct decision. So. Your spoiler window ends tomorrow. We may or may not do a Fanboy Friday tomorrow to talk Deadpool.
You tease that all the time.
I
never do it.
We'll see how it plays out. Anyway, so I have feelings. I have emotions. I have a heart. It's okay, fellas, to have a little emotion outside of Friday nights at the bar, okay? This is one of them. I think last night at the end of the Braves 8-6 loss to the Milwaukee Brewers, I think I hit a spot that none of us want to be in. That is the spot where you start rooting against your team. You start hoping that your team loses. I hit this spot last year with our New Orleans Saints. If you were listening to the show at the end of last year's football season, you're aware of that because I said it a lot. I said, I hope we lose. I hope we lose every game. And people said, why, Rob? Why would you say that about your own team? And my response was, because if we end this year with a winning record, we will keep Dennis Allen. And if we keep Dennis Allen, we will lose again. And I, and this is another one of those emotions, do not like to lose. I'm not a fan. As I've said many times in the past, if you live to, let's say, the ripe old age of, I don't know, what's fair, 80? You have roughly, and this varies by family, you got roughly like 65 football seasons that you care, like you like really care. Which means that every single football season, and this I would say is true for just about everybody, every football season is over 1% of the total football seasons that you will get to enjoy in your lifetime. So every year that your football team stinks is over 1% of your football love and life that was wasted. Wasted. Because I'm not saying I've got to win the Super Bowl or win the national championship to enjoy my football season. What I'm saying is, I gotta believe there's a chance. I gotta have fun. And winning is fun and losing is not fun. Well, guess what, kids? Baseball season, exact same numbers as football season. Every baseball season is over 1% of my total lifetime number of baseball seasons. And so if the Bravos suck, that's a year I don't get to thoroughly enjoy. Thoroughly enjoy. It's not to say there won't be some fun nights. Me and the boys went to a Braves game last Friday Eve against the Miami Marlins and had a wonderful evening. I thoroughly enjoyed that night. You can have a wonderful one-night stand and a terrible love life. Some of us have been there. Not me. Some of y'all have been there. Obviously, I'm not enjoying this. I'm not enjoying it, not because I expect the Braves to be like a world-class dominant team this year. I'm not enjoying it because they should be, and they're not. And it's one thing if you come into the season and you know this is kind of a write-off year, all right? Because the other thing is, it's pro sports. Not every team can be successful every year. Of those, let's say, if you're lucky, let's say if you're lucky, 65 seasons that you will enjoy in your lifetime. You got to understand that like 20, 25, maybe 30, maybe a third of them are seasons that you go into knowing, yeah, it's not our year. But you want to be working towards a year where it is our year. The problem is this could be a year where it could be the Braves' year. The Braves' over-under win total this season was set at 101.5. 101.5 should not just get you into the playoffs. It should theoretically have you as like one of the top two teams in your league in the playoffs. The Braves might win 85 games this year. That means they'll be looking at being 17-ish games below their expectation this year. And I can't figure out why. And unfortunately, and it is a hazard of the gig, unfortunately, if you have a team and you can't figure out why that team is bad, especially if you, as Lonzo and I do, know ball. If you know ball and you go, I can't figure out why this team is bad. I can't understand why this team is bad. You kind of have to point the cannons at the manager, at the head coach at that point, don't you? Like if things are going wrong, consistently, if things are going wrong, if things are maintaining their wrongness, and in looking around, you can't figure out why. You can't figure out what it is that is driving them to wrongness. It is at that point that you have to look and go, I kind of got to put that on the coach. And how long do you wait for things to go wrong before you go, yeah, but like we really like the guy, right? Snit won a Lombardi. Snit won a World Series. Snit won a World Series, and it was an amazing, amazing time. One of those 1% in my life allowed me to enjoy a pleasure I had not enjoyed since I was a child, a Braves World Series victory. But here we are a couple of years later, having put together a team that should be competing. I'm not saying win, should be competing. And instead, we are free falling down the wild card rankings. I have already said, I think there's a better than 0% chance, a pretty better than 0% chance, the Braves may not make the playoffs at all. And if they do, they might be going in as a bottom tier wildcard team, which means that the path to a World Series would be as difficult as possible. I don't like that. I am, as a very famous man once said, straight up not having a good time, dude. It's just not fun right now. So, I am sorry to say that I have to point that at Brian Snicker. And while I very much appreciate, as I mentioned earlier, Brian Snicker doing what Brian Snicker did to get me the opportunity to enjoy that World Series, I don't have years to let him get back to it again. I don't have years to hope that Alex Anthopoulos Alex Anthopoulos was a wizard at the trade deadline the year the Bravos won the World Series. I don't have years to wait for Alex Anthopoulos to do it again. I really thought the Braves were going to shock everybody and be very active at the trade deadline. They weren't. They got Jorge Soler, which I appreciate, and nothing else. We're gonna rest on the same roster that has accomplished Very little. Yes, I know that at the time, the Braves had the number one overall wild card. But let's keep it a buck. That, I think, had more to do with the fact that everybody else was pedestrian. The other question that Trista Crick asked me last night was, how is it that with the exception of the teams that are at the top of the AL and the NL, those teams being the Yankees, who are first in the American League, the Royals, that are third in the American League, the Diamondbacks and the Padres, who are first and second in the National League, and the Giants, who use this leap to get to 500, there is not, outside of those teams, not a team better than 6-4 in the last 10. Everybody else is 6-4 below. Why? And my answer was, I'm pretty sure it's because Rob Manfred knows voodoo. Because there's no explanation for the parity we have in this league right now. The parity is very good. In the American League, there are 8 teams within single digits of the top of the American League rankings right now. In the National League, every team with the exception of the Marlins and the Rockies is within single digits of the top wild card spot. That is a manager's specific kind of dream when you ask what you want it down the stretch to look like. Any other year, the Braves have free fallen down to the bottom of the National League. They're lucky the league looks the way it looks right now. Snit is not the guy anymore. It's unfortunate to say. And it pains me, but it is what it is. You know who is the man, the guy, the dude, H-I-M, him? Lonzo.
No denying over here. Let's take pleasure in this. Former Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh has been handed a 4-year show cause order from the NCAA for impermissible contact during a COVID-19 recruiting restricted area, effectively banning him from college athletics until August of 2028. The NCAA said in their ruling that Harbaugh engaged in unethical conduct, failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance, and violated head coach responsibility allegations. Harbaugh, of course, said, nah, man, I didn't do that. University of Texas has lost starting running back C.J. Baxter for the season to a knee injury. Baxter, who replaced Jonathan Brooks after his injury last season, rushed for just under 700 yards and 5 touchdowns last year in relief. Make sure you tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Deesa get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, a whole lot of fun. It's all Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.